The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus continued, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Last week, we began our look at this second discourse in Matthew, this second extended teaching of Jesus. We looked at the discipleship model of the kingdom, the call to be with Jesus, to do what Jesus does, and to invite others into life in the kingdom. You know, the first discourse in Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, the description of the ethics and the way of life in the kingdom, has it warned us of the radical difference between the way of the kingdom and the way of the world. This second discourse on the mission of the kingdom definitely shows us that the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world are in conflict. You know, sometimes as I read the scripture, I picture in my mind what it would be like to see this grand narrative acted out as a stage play. And as I read this discourse, I picture Jesus calling the 12 up to him, naming them, giving them authority, sending them out, describing the way that they will manifest the kingdom in the towns and the villages. And then as we come to this section of the discourse, I picture the stage lights dimming, Jesus stepping forth, facing the audience, the spotlight on him as he speaks not just to the 12, but to us throughout all eternity. He tells us, and he sends us out into the world to proclaim the kingdom of God. It's here in our lesson today begins. We're warned that proclaiming the kingdom of God will bring opposition from the kingdoms of the world. Jesus sends us out as sheep among wolves. Now, how do sheep stand against wolves? Do they become wolves? Do they grow fangs and claws? Do they learn to hunt in the pack and pick off the weak and the injured? You know, in my over 20 years of veterinary medicine, I've never once encountered a predatory sheep. I wish I could say the same about my time in the churches. You see, sheep do not take on the ways of the wolf. Sheep look to the shepherd for protection. Friends, we're called by the kingdom of God to live as sheep, looking to the shepherd for our safety, for our provision, and resisting the selfish and predatory ways of the kingdoms of this world. Jesus tells us to be wise as serpents. We must indeed be wise to the way of the serpent, the deceiver of the world, the one who still asks, "Did God really say?" The one who asks us, "Aren't you missing out?" The one who desires revenge and retribution instead of reconciliation. The one who tells us we deserve recognition and honor. The one who tempts us to be self-sufficient. The one who tempts us to make God small enough that we can manipulate and control him. The one who tells us that we're ever in danger, that we are lacking, that we're not enough in some way. We are to be wise to the lies of the enemy so that we may not believe them. And we're called to be as innocent as doves. The ways of the kingdoms of the world are tempting indeed. The metrics and measures of success lure us from the call, the faithful witness. The ways of manipulation, of opinions, of ideas, of people that are so prevalent in the kingdoms of the world are tempting to simply baptize into the ways of the church with an out-of-context Bible verse and perhaps a prayer or two. The divisions between us and them that prevail among the kingdoms of the world tempt us to weaponize the word of God to injure rather than heal. Without the innocence of doves, we risk the narcissism in the church that elevates and idolizes the manipulative and coercive behavior of some leaders. Those who say something like, "I know I'm working for God when everyone is against me." We need the innocence to love those who hate us, to love righteousness over lawlessness. We need innocence to bear the fruit of innocence, the fruit of the kingdom of God. Jesus then tells us, "Beware of men." And then he describes the conflict. To remain silent, but the word of the Lord burns in my heart and in my bones. As children of God, we experience the same transforming call, the call to the kingdom of God away from the kingdoms of the world in different ways. We are called to resist the kingdoms of men and live in the kingdom of God. This brings conflict. A conflict that reveals the idols that we would rather serve. I'm not sure about your idols, and I'm blind to many of mine, but I can tell you about two of the conflicts that I have experienced. You know, left to myself, I tend to think that not just the church or just the kingdom depend on my efforts, but that the whole world depends on my effort. And then it will fall apart if I don't do this next thing. I tend to think that if I take a day off, how could the world go on? See, I have this idol of self-importance, of self-doing. But the kingdom calls me to Sabbath, to a day to rest and delight and trust in the goodness of God. This stands against my idol, self-importance. It is in Sabbath that I reject the idols of this world and live in the kingdom of God. I also tend to worry about money. Will I have enough? Left to my own, I would organize my budget in this way. What am I going to spend? What am I going to save? And what am I going to give? In that precise order of priority. That is, what are my expenses? And of what is left, what do I want to save for a special purchase later or for retirement? And then if there's anything left after that, what can I give to others? This way of budgeting leaves me worried about enough. But in a strange way that I can't describe, I can't make the math work on a spreadsheet, it's not in Excel anywhere. In a strange way, tithing, the kingdom call to give the tithe first, to order my budget first around the 10% that I'll give to the work of God, breaks the hold of mammon. It relieves my anxious worry over money. Yet do not worry and do not fear repeatedly is commanded in Scripture. I invite you to consider the ways that fear and anxiety crop up in your life. Consider these as areas of conflict between kingdoms, between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. Areas where the kingdoms of this world draw you to idols and tempt you to reject the truth of the kingdom of God. Indeed, these are likely areas where God is calling you to trust and to transformation and to life. Beware the kingdoms of men. The battle may begin with my own battle, but it's not simply a crusade for personal piety. Jesus then describes the way we're to carry this battle into the world as the church. We go gifted by the Spirit in authority and power. An authority and power that is different and challenging to the world around us. Paul will later describe the way that we are given to the mission of the church as the Holy Spirit gives us to the church as apostles, evangelists, prophets, teachers, and pastors. We see each of these in Jesus' description of the mission of the kingdom. He tells the 12, "Behold, I am sending you." This is the apostolic mission of the church as sent. The kingdom mission is not one simply of holding on to what we have, of safely remaining in one place. The kingdom mission is sent into the world. Jesus describes the persecution and trials of the disciples as opportunities to bear witness, to proclaim the power and authority of the kingdom of God in the face of the impostor powers and kingdoms of this world. The kingdom mission is a mission of proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. It is a mission of evangelism. Then Jesus tells us and the 12, "Do not be anxious about what you will say, for it is not you, but the Spirit who speaks through you. The fire in our hearts, in the marrow of our bones, in the very depth of our being, is the fire of the Spirit proclaiming the truth of God against the lies of this world. This is the prophetic mission of the kingdom." Jesus describes the teaching of the kingdom, the teaching mission in the kingdom, in the terms of his own life. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher. We learn to teach and talk and live in the kingdom of God by spending time and becoming like the teacher. Paul will later summarize it in this way, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." This is the teaching mission of the kingdom. Finally, Jesus demonstrates for us the pastoral mission of the kingdom. The kingdoms of the world will respond in threats to our life, to our value, to our loyalty. The kingdoms of the world will try to silence, hide, or discount the true authority and power of the kingdom of God. Jesus tells us, do not fear the idle threats of those without the power to kill or to save the soul. You are valued more than you can imagine. You are loved by the Father. Do not hold this as secret, but proclaim it from the housetops. Do not hide your belovedness, but reveal to the world the light of the world. Jesus knows the challenge of the kingdoms of the world, the way in which we become discouraged and dismayed. And he gives us the pastoral gift of knowing and telling one another the way in which we are valued and loved by the Father. So today, as we come into the presence of Christ as the body of Christ, let us come as people of the kingdom of God. And may we be sent into the world on the mission of the kingdom as sheep among wolves, wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Let us go as apostles, as prophets, as evangelists, as teachers and pastors, as the Spirit guides us. And let us go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the